On the next Transformed.
I was so depressed that I just didn't want to deal with it. I said, you know, this is just another way that my life just had gone wrong.
Find out how God turned multiple tragedies in Gladys's life into purpose and ministry. That's on the next Transformed. Welcome to Transformed, a program where we share testimonies of God's amazing love and transforming power. An unexpected injury lames a British track star in the middle of an Olympic race. Pastor Chris Holland explains who helps him across the finish line. But first, Gladys shares who has protected her life from the very beginning.
When I was very little, 9 years old, I remember I was sitting in church with my dad, and they're having communion. And my father did not allow me to take communion because in my culture, I'm from the Dominican Republic, it's not allowed for children who are not baptized to take communion. But I felt in my heart that I wanted to take communion. And I just felt like the Holy Spirit was selecting me for a special purpose.
Even back then,
at 9 years old.
Beautiful.
And the same day that I got baptized, I was playing with my sister, and she pushed me, unintentionally, of course, and I hit my head on my on the wall, concrete wall. And it was later, years later, that I found out that God saved my life that day. I had internal bleeding, and they didn't take me to the hospital because we lived in the countryside. But that day, I felt the Lord had chosen me for a special purpose.
Now, that's an amazing start to the story because your life still faced some major challenges. It wasn't like, and Derek, everything was smooth from there on. But you did see, even as a young child, that God's hand was on you, His presence was with you.
Yes, as we continue to speak, you will hear how that particular accident had an impact in my life. But as I grew older, you know, and then I got married, I married somebody from church, elder in church, and ended up being in an abusive relationship. I'm a very private person, so I didn't share a lot with people. And all that emotions trapped in me started messing up with my immune system.
So it actually impacted you physically?
Yes. So I started losing a lot of weight, and I started having a lot of allergic reactions to food and everything. And during that time, I became pregnant, and I lost the baby in the first trimester. I was so depressed that I just didn't want to deal with it. I said, you know, this is just another way that my life just had gone wrong. And at the moment, I comforted myself, saying that maybe God didn't want it for me because of the situation that I was in. And I didn't want to bring a baby in that situation. So I comforted myself in that. But the pain was there.
Sure.
And I got so sick, Derek, so sick that the doctor said that I didn't have hope to survive. I went to so many doctors. I went to the Institute of Health.
The National Institutes
of Health?
The National
Institute of Health for 5 years. Doing all type of exams, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong.
You know, it kind of reminds me of the little babies, this failure to thrive. There was just so much weight on you. It was like it was hard for you to flourish.
Yes. And I was teaching at the same time.
You're a school teacher profession.
Yes, by profession. So I was teaching by the same time. So imagine trying to deal with little children problems and parents issues and superintendents and principals and other teachers. And at the same time, coming home to this situation, it was just like I did not know which way was up. And it was not till 2011 that the Lord came to see me. It was the last Wednesday, the last Wednesday of 2010, somebody invited me to a prayer ministry. At that moment, I said, you know what? What else? I can try anything because I do not know what else to do.
Right.
I had my prayer devotions and I had my time with God, but I just felt like there was no way out.
Right.
My health was just declining. The doctors were just saying I was not going to make it. And I just said, Lord, I'm going to go to this prayer meeting. Maybe you will hear me through somebody else praying for me. Mm. You know, and I tell you, God met me at that prayer ministry. God met me that night.
That's 10 years ago.
Yes. God met me that night because it was like the people surrounding me didn't know me from any place. I had never been to that church. And the lady that prayed over me, it was like the Lord was speaking through her.
Mm.
She prayed healing on my life. She prayed healing, not only emotional, but physically. And just that I will be able to find completeness again. And the Lord answered that prayer.
So you experienced some transformation in that prayer setting, but you didn't realize that you were about to face the greatest health challenge of your life.
You are.
Was God preparing you emotionally
for
that crisis?
I think so, because I began a journey with this group of prayer warriors. And I wanted to share with you, I started writing. I love to write. And I would take the Bible and I would write things. You know, and this is one that I wrote for one of the prayer times. And he said, 3 times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me.
Right.
But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. In weakness, with great fear and trembling, so that my faith might not rest on human wisdom, but God's power.
Mm.
So I will take different texts and connect them together.
It was like God was speaking to you in his word. And after the break, we want to hear the rest of the story, because it sounds like God was transforming your life in the midst of this great crisis.
Yes.
I've been talking with Gladys, who cried out to God for healing physically and emotionally. The second part of her story is still ahead. Many of you Hope Channel viewers write to us telling us how God has transformed your life. Here are just a few of your letters. Merlene writes from Florida and says, Dear Hope Channel, we truly appreciate the program Hope Sabbath School. We set aside every Friday evening to study with you. You have awesome teachers. The team is honest and beautiful. Continued blessings, Merlene. Thanks for writing to us, Merlene, from Florida. Here's a note from Bernard in Ontario, Canada. Bernard writes and says, thank you for your interactive Bible studies. God's word is reaching beyond borders through Hope Channel. Well, it's always exciting to hear from you, our Hope Channel viewers. Here's a note on Facebook regarding our Let's Pray program. Oscar writes, Season, I am so encouraged and uplifted by your prayers. I am so grateful and thankful for you and for Let's Pray. Thank you for all you do. We also have viewers around the world, more than 200 countries. Here's a note from Julia. She's from Papua New Guinea, but she's living in the country of Georgia. Now, that's not Georgia here in the U.S. That's part of the former USSR. And Julia writes and says, the church that I attend only speaks the Russian language, and I do not understand it at all. I praise God that you are a blessing for me through the Hope Channel programs. Every Sabbath morning, Julia writes, I participate with you in a study of God's word. Thank you. Your faces burst with enthusiasm as we study the Word of God together, and you share the walk with God that you have experienced. You are a blessing to the global community in sharing the Word of God, and your testimonies are a blessing to many. Keep up the excellent work, Julia writes. The least I can do is to pray for you to reach many more. Well, friends, we're always encouraged to hear from you wherever you are in the world. Here's one last note from Joseph in the UK who says, I have been blessed with your programs, which give me hope in Jesus. Please pray for me. Thank you for your letters of encouragement and testimonies of how God has used Hope Channel programming in your life. These letters come as a result of positive programming made through your financial generosity. If you'd like to help, go to hopetv.org/transformed to make your donation today. That's hopetv.org/transformed. Part two of Gladys's story is coming up, including a battle for her life. But first, here's Pastor Chris Holland with the story of a man who faced a physical crisis at the most important moment of his career.
Derek Redmond was a track star for Great Britain. He was a champion runner and held multiple records for his speed. He was part of the 1992 Summer Olympic team. He had trained long and hard for that moment. He was racing in the 400-meter sprint. He was his national record holder in that race, and he had now made it to the semifinal round of the Olympics. The gun went off, and he began his sprint around the track, but less than halfway into the race, there was a pop. Derek grabbed the backside of his leg. He limped, and he took a knee. He had torn his hamstring, a most painful injury. You see, he had dreamed of completing this Olympic race, but the pain was excruciating. In just one moment, he experienced a transformation from Olympic runner to injured athlete. This wasn't the transformation he was seeking. He had looked for the transformation from national star to world champion. But now, what could he do? Should he just lay there and wait for the trainers? Should he writhe in pain on the ground? No. No, Derek stood up and he began to hop on one leg toward the finish line. He was in lame and in terrible pain. And as the crowd stood and watched, there in the background, a figure emerged from the crowd. Security attempted to stop him, but the man wouldn't be stopped. That man was Derek's father, Jim. He came and he drew up next to his son, and he supported him as they went around the track to finish the entirety of the race. The father came to help his son finish the race. In 1 John 2:1, the Bible says, My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Advocate. It is the Greek word parakletos. It is only used one other place in the New Testament, and it is translated comforter. But the word advocate literally means the one who draws up next to you. You know, sometimes life doesn't always give us what we are looking for. Sometimes bad things happen, and bad things happen even to good people. But the guarantee of the scriptures is not that God will keep us from those things or keep those things from us. However, it does guarantee. It guarantees something even more powerful. It guarantees that He, God, will draw up near to us and walk with us through our trials. He will transform a most difficult time where you feel alone to being with us and walking with us through whatever fiery trial we face. Do you want to walk with Him today? Are you open to Him drawing near to your side? Jesus wants to transform your pain and trial into His drawing near to you and walking with you. Do you want Him to walk with you today? I hope and pray that you are open to His drawing near to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, many of our dreams are transformed and dashed into pieces. But you can take those little pieces and transform them into hope as you draw near to us and walk with us to help finish the race. May we sense your walking with us. May we be open to your walking with us today. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The truth about freedom is there is a price to pay. It's not about make a wish and wait for come what may. Sooner or later you know it all comes down to faith. Just wait, just pray. Cause walking this freedom road at times you're by yourself. Some of those ones you love will now love someone else. When everything then you lends you breathless and depressed, believe you'll see that we have wings to fly and be free from the tie that binds. All you need is to open your mind and see you're already free. So don't be burdened by the pain of slavery. For every chain you'll find that Jesus is the key, and His love provides us with the opportunity to be at peace. And we have wings to fly and be free from the tie that binds. All you need is to open your mind and see you're already free. All you need is to open your mind and see that we have wings to fly and be free from the tie that binds. All you need is to open up your mind and see. About freedom is there is a price to pay.
In today's program, Gladys has shared how multiple tragedies in her life left her depressed and physically ill. Now she will face another crisis, one that's been developing slowly since she had an accident at 9 years of age.
I am teaching and I start having horrible headaches. But since that time that I had the accident, I always had headaches on and off. So I didn't take much of it. But God knew that I was not going to pay attention to it unless there was something more. So I go like that in my head and I feel like a little bump. And I said, that is weird. So I would touch it and it would be tender to my touch. And there was a little bump in my head. So my coworkers, they said, no, we have to take you to the emergency room. So I was like, no, it's okay. I'm just going to take some Tylenol, go to sleep. And a friend of mine said, no, you know, we were supposed to go to dinner tonight. Why don't we go? So I went with her. But instead of taking me to dinner, She took me to the hospital.
She kidnapped you.
She took me to the hospital.
She loved you enough to
find
out what was happening.
Yeah. So when we went there, they had the MRI, and the doctor said, I have good news and a bad news. Mm. And I said, okay, what's the good news? And she said, well, you had a terrible trauma to the head. And it seems here that you had internal bleeding for months inside of your head.
That's back when you were 9 years old.
And I was like, oh my goodness. She said, do you have something happen to you? So I told her the story. Right. And she said, you must believe in some amazing God.
Wow.
Because you should have died when you were that age.
Wow.
Because the residue, the debris from the bleeding started getting together, and that's what formed the brain tumor. So the way that it was lodged, it was right under the main vein that carries the blood in the brain. And it had lodged itself in a position that they could not take it out from my nose, or they could not do it a laser treatment. They had to open the skull in order to get it out.
Literally cut your skull and,
yes,
and open your head.
Yeah. So they started observing it since 2013 because it was very tiny. They said if it grows, you know, then if you had all these years with it and it didn't grow, you'll be fine. So 3 years later, I came back and it had grown. And I think I share a picture of how big it got. It was the size of a lemon by the time they came up with a surgery. And I tell you, it was only God.
And going into that surgery, because we want to talk about the amazing transformation ministry you've got now.
Yes.
How did God sustain you going into a surgery, recognizing there was a possibility you might not wake up or might not wake up with the same capabilities as
Derek,
before?
Derek, I tell you, when I met with that doctor that week before, and he said, there is a very slim chance that you will survive. And if you do, you will not be able to speak. You will not be able to walk. You will be basically a vegetable. And that is if you survive, and probably blind, because it was very close to the optical nerve. And I said, I tell you that when he said, put your house in order, because you may not survive the surgery.
And here you are, alive and vibrant. God brought you through this, not only to survive, but to thrive.
To thrive.
More than ever before. And tell us what you're doing now, because you are involved in both a professional work and a ministry that's transforming lives around the world. Talk to me about your job now. What are you doing?
Well, I work for the Office of Volunteer Ministries. I help prepare volunteers to go and serve for the Lord. And I tell you, though, when I got there, I was just like, the Lord really just completed the circle. It was just like a full circle. I felt like God said, you know what? This is what I have been preparing you for. Because now my passion for writing is just developed a new place, a new level, because I'm able to write encouraging messages every month to the volunteers. And I send them, you know, passages that I write for them. And it's just like it has thrived into a ministry of encouragement. And I love to do, and I love to hear the responses. Sometimes it is like exactly at the moment that they need a word from God, exactly what they need. And the Lord had already impressed me with something to write about that. And I'm just like so thankful.
Praise God.
That the
and that's
Lord
a
has
full-time
given.
Ministry, right?
Yes.
But in addition to that full-time ministry, you are very much involved with a volunteer ministry called
Hope Sabbath School.
What is it about Hope Sabbath School that just connected with your heart, and you said, you actually began being involved before your surgery and
yes,
came back as a miracle survivor. What is it about the ministry of Hope Sabbath School that just connects with your heart?
I love to share the Word of God. It is just like so important to me to just share with others what God has done. And I found in Hope Sabbath School not only an opportunity to do that, but a family of believers that have the same mentality, that they want to share the Word of God and what God has done in their lives with others.
And you get emails just like the rest of the team, and you read those from 200 countries around the world. Yes. What does that do for you as you see lives being transformed by the power of God's word?
One of the most important things for me as part of Whole Sabbath School team is helping with a Facebook page.
That's right.
To see the emails, to see responses to the prayers that we have on Wednesdays, mm-hmm. is just like another part of me that just like shines. I just like, whoa, God, thank you. Because we are able to reach so many people through our Facebook page. And I just love to minister in that way as well.
A life that's been transformed is now being used by God.
Amen.
To transform the lives of others.
Amen. God be praised.
The prophet Isaiah talks about God giving beauty for ashes in Isaiah chapter 51. God has turned tragedies throughout Gladys's life into something beautiful, a story of transformation. My friend, you are never alone. Even in the darkest moments of despair, you are never alone. God loves you, and He won't let you go. So hold on to your faith in Him and trust Him. As you overcome through God's power, share your testimony with others. When we bear witness to God's goodness, it reinforces our faith in God and the faith of those around us. Remember 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. Until next time, may God's mercy and His grace transform your life.